Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Tuesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time to check in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She's joining me on this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us, and as always, there's plenty of dogs and cats to show us from the Farmington Animal Shelter, so let's talk about them, right? The first one would be Cherokee, right?
Yes, Cherokee is one of the sweetest dogs ever. She is a three-year-old Great Pyrenees mix. She's a little shy at first, but once she warms up to you, you've got a friend for life. She would love to find her forever home today and find a place where she could lounge around on the couch, go for walks, and just be part of the family.
All right. Very good. That is Cherokee. She's available this week at the shelter, as is Ziggy.
Yes, Ziggy is a one-year-old happy, hyperactive boy. Ziggy needs an active family because he's got lots of energy to spare. He loves to play with toys and chase tennis balls. He'd probably be best in a home that didn't have really young children because he has a tendency just to, you know, run them over while he's playing, not in an aggressive way, but he doesn't know he's doing it.
Right.
But he needs an active family to help wear off some of that energy.
Lots of energy. Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. If someone's looking to get more active, maybe Ziggy is the match.
Ziggy would be a perfect match to get anybody off the couch and running down the
street. There you go. Okay. Perfect. And let's talk about some of the cats that are available this week. You have Froggy on the list.
Yep. Froggy actually found his forever home yesterday. I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
He was adopted.
Well, good for him. Well, what about
good for him.
But what about Justin? We got to find a home for Justin, don't we?
Yes, we still need a home for Justin. He keeps hoping that his new family will come in and find him. He is a 4-year-old short hair tabby. He is very sweet, very loving. If you can see the picture, you open the door and he just like popped out and says, "Hey,
he's right there.
Take me home."
Right, ready to go.
Yep, he is. They're all ready to go and waiting for you.
Okay, excellent. And this week, Amber, you have some exciting news. Not we, because I didn't do a darn thing, but you have some exciting news about adoptions at the shelter, thanks to a big partner, right?
Yes, we are excited to announce that the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter has been selected to participate in the Bissell Pet Foundation's MP the Shelter event. It starts tomorrow, May 5th, and runs through Sunday, May 9th. And it's all sponsored by the Bissell Pet Foundation. And all of our adoption fees during that time are going to be $5. Cats or dogs. We will still be doing everything by appointment, and you have to sign up online, which you can find the link to on our Facebook page. So if you're looking at animals or looking to adopt, please go on our Facebook page, use the link, and sign up for one of those days to come down and see the animals and hopefully adopt one for just the $5.
All right. That's a great deal, isn't it? And the whole idea is to do what it says, empty the shelter, right?
Empty the shelter, yes. We're pretty full right now, so we need to empty the shelter. This is a great opportunity to do that with the help of a great partner through the Bissell Pet Foundation. So please take a look and see who we have. You can see our adoptable animals at Pet Tango. And then make an appointment to come down and hopefully adopt.
All right, very good.
$5 covers their spay, neuter, and their first dose of vaccine.
That's a great deal. So it's already a great deal. That makes it even a better deal. And so that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
And it starts tomorrow. You mentioned it runs through just May 9th, so people only have a few days to take advantage of this.
Yep, from Wednesday through Sunday, we will open a little. We usually open 11:30, and those days we're going to open at 11 until 5:30. So, like I said, go on Facebook, sign up, and hopefully you'll come down and find the perfect match for your family.
All right, very good. But folks need to make an appointment, so that's the way that it would work.
Yep.
So, wonderful. Yep. Well, Amber, always appreciate your time. This is very exciting. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
Thank you, Scott. You have a wonderful week.
All right, thank you. You too. That is Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.